I was wrong. Neil Diamond sings the Gitche Gumee song.
I don't know. Now, wait a minute. Now, are we going to keep talking?
Yeah.
I'm a huge Neil Diamond fan, and I've never heard a song by Neil called Gitche Gumee. I know every Neil Diamond song by heart.
It's Gordon Lightfoot.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, listen. It's Gordon Lightfoot, like I thought, and it's in The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Okay.
Gitche Gumee is another word for Lake Superior. It's another name.
Sounds like another name for something else.
Gitche Gumee. My dad used to sing it every time we go to Lake Superior.
Get your Gumee.
Yeah, get your Gumee.
I'll get your Gumee.
Lake Superior. You've been to the Great Lakes. You lived up there.
Yes. Lake Superior. I can't attest. Erie.
Michigan.
Michigan. No, I've never been over there. Just Minnesota, and that is Lake Superior, and it is a sight to behold.
What is that?
And cold as hail.
Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Minnesota.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you betcha.
Oh, I finally passed you a number of states visited.
I know you did.
You got so tickled
by that.
I was. So when we got together, she's like, oh, I'm this traveled, so sophisticated.
I never acted like that. You did.
I'm this traveled, sophisticated woman, and,
oh, whatever.
And you're so lucky to be with me. You know, I've been.
Oh, yes, because
things.
That's exactly how I act on the reg.
So we started counting, and we're extremely competitive. I don't know if you noticed.
Douchebag
lover.
Mm.
Get some.
Mm.
So anyway, she had been to more states than I had.
Which ones have you? What?
Okay. Well, everything below the Manson-Nixon line.
The Manson-Nixon line?
Yeah. Everything below the Manson-Nixon line.
Oh, gosh.
I've been to that. And I've been to California and Nevada. We were adding up states, and she had me beat by.
I've been to 26.
Oh, I got you beat for sure. Now.
Where'd you go?
I went to Delaware.
Oh, yeah.
And I also had to go into.
You had to fly into Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I forgot Pennsylvania. I've been to Pennsylvania. Yeah,
so
I forgot about that.
So I've been to Pennsylvania.
And I've been to the District of Columbia and Maryland. So, and Pennsylvania.
But so I ended up getting Pennsylvania and
Delaware. But I don't know that you've beat me.
I have. We'll count it up later. It'll bore everybody if we sit here and count them all.
I counted them. 26.
Okay.
That sounds bad. Probably around the same.
I've never been to Hawaii or Alaska.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. I've been to Hawaii, too. Forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
I've been to Hawaii twice, actually. Our high school band played
Hawaii Grasshopper.
We played the halftime show at the Aloha Bowl in 1984.
I love that you got to go to Hawaii with high school.
And then I had a female friend who was in the Navy stationed at Pearl.
In the Navy.
And I went and stayed a week with her there at Pearl Harbor or at.
That's cool.
But she had a point.
You can sail the seven seas in the Navy. Isn't it?
Or the Navy has several apartments outside of Pearl in what's called Cement City. And these tower apartment complexes that they provide for naval personnel. But that's what we stayed there. Yeah.
I've never been to Washington State.
Never been there.
Idaho. Montana, Wyoming.
Oh, shit, I've been to Wyoming, too. I forgot about that one.
Nevada or California.
I forgot about Wyoming. Been there, too.
I've been to all the places I've been to. I've never been to California. So, on the West Coast, there's six over there. But then I've never, on the East Coast, I haven't done anything above Pennsylvania and New York. I haven't been to New Jersey, either. Never been to Delaware.
Been
but
to
I have
Jersey.
Been to, like, Maryland, Washington.
I flew into LaGuardia. I didn't fly into New York, so I missed out on
Jersey. Okay, just for strictly based on beauty, okay? Just on beauty, where would you go and live for the rest of your life, excluding economy and excluding politics? Where would you go to live for the rest of your life, John?
Just beauty, or are we including tolerable summer temperatures?
No, well, for you, that might be.
Just beauty.
Okay. That I've seen before
include tolerable
that I've
tolerable,
also been and actually
that you
seen.
Actually had to have been there and experienced.
Oh, Colorado, beautiful.
I hadn't been to Colorado, so
but Colorado is
politics are getting intolerable.
Quite beautiful,
and the summer temps extremely tolerable
for you. Yeah, I don't know though. I lived in Minnesota, and those summer temps suck.
Minnesota, they probably get like actual hard ass winter, and then they also get Texas like summer.
Mm-hmm. But it's very humid. So they get the East Texas, Louisiana summer, you know, Mississippi, all that.
I think it depends.
That Mississippi be at the bottom of the list of places, by the way.
I don't know. You know, I really don't know. I think it depends on what you want. I think Oregon was beautiful.
Oh, I forgot Missouri. I've been to Missouri too.
Oregon's beautiful. I love Arkansas. I think Arkansas is beautiful. See,
if it were
Northern Arkansas and Southern Missouri are beautiful.
I'm going to go.
Colorado is a beaut. Utah is beautiful. If you like mountains.
If.
Wait, if you stood at the four corners, does that count?
As being technically, yes.
So I've been to Utah as well.
I've actually flown in
I've had a foot in Utah.
I've actually flown into, stayed there, did all that.
So, for me, if I were based strictly on beauty and not accounting for weather, just beauty alone, it would either be North Carolina.
I know.
Oh, yeah, that area, yeah.
So pretty.
Yeah, it's
so
really nice. Pretty.
And they have pretty beaches, but their water's too cold, which is fine.
North Carolina. Wilmington, the beach was really nice.
Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee, absolutely.
Yeah, Kentucky.
Or hell, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Arkansas or Oregon?
I know, Oregon is gorgeous.
Northern Arkansas or Southern Missouri. Tennessee was beautiful, yeah. I went to Gatlinburg, and it was...
Oh, so pretty.
Really beautiful.
But then you got, like, what kind of mountains do you want? Because then you've got, like, Colorado, Rockies, Utah mountains.
Rockies are different than...
With the snow caps and everything. Yeah, and, like, if you... when you're not from, when you're not from there, though, and you go there, you're like, oh, my God, this is your backyard. Like, this is amazing. Like, I'm in a valley, and I'm surrounded by all these pretty, pretty mountains. Well, that's like,
where did Wes go? He went up somewhere.
He's in Montana. He's in Bozeman, Montana.
Yeah. I've watched Yellowstone. Montana's beautiful.
Yeah, that is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. The scenery on Yellowstone is stunning.
And that's really filmed there.
Yeah, I know.
That's why it costs so damn much
and
to live there.
And it costs a fortune to live there.
Yeah.
But you know, I love beaches. I really do love beaches.
Yeah. See, I'm
mountains.
I got
to the age where I just think about sand in my crack and all that.
I didn't say I like sand. Listen here. I didn't say I like sand. I like that atmosphere. So, like, I don't have to be on the beach to like the beach.
My thing is, okay, if I wear, like, let's say I get some bib overalls, okay? The old style bib overalls, right? And I can walk all over Arkansas and do anything. And nobody will look at me funny. I go to the beach,
well,
and wear my
probably
comfortable...
certain neighborhoods in Little Rock, they might look at you funny.
Yeah. But if I go to any beach anywhere wearing my bib overalls, then I'm going to get some looks.
Well, here's what you do.
I'm going to be out of place.
You make shorts out of them.
Oh, then I would definitely fit in Arkansas.
You get some cutoffs.
Honestly, let's not forget... Mississippi and Alabama have some beaches.
Yeah, but Mississippi, unfortunately, has the rest of Mississippi attached
to
it.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but I'm saying that you're not going to get weird looks looking like that.
No, not
some
Mississippi.
Of those places.
You'll fit
like,
right
I
in.
Mean, truly, no. Even Alabama. Like,
yeah, you're right.
I mean, Gulf Shores, I mean, I lived there too. Beautiful. Loved it. Like,
oh, Alabama's nice. At least coastal Alabama's nice. And I say, you know, I don't think that it is like, it's not. Mississippi is 50th.
It's different. Nobody's
50th. It's number one in obesity, 50th in education. It's like it is a third world country. No offense to anybody in Mississippi, but I've been there. It's like a third world country.
I watched some.
They do some pretty beaches, though.
I watched some documentary, and I can't remember what it was.
But you go half a mile in from.
Oh, I do remember what it was. I watched a documentary here recently about Robert Johnson, and. You know, they were talking to some of the people, and this elderly black person who said that Mississippi was so bad. He said that the slave owners in other places would threaten their slaves.
Send them to Mississippi.
He said, if you don't act straight, I'm going to send you to Mississippi. And they were like, oh God, please don't do that. You know, can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
That's bad. That's pretty bad.
Well, I do love Alabama beaches.
I like Orange Beach.
Like Orange Beach.
I do like it there. Just the Red Bank Riviera is fun.
Dolphin Island, all of that. I mean, I lived in Mobile. It's beautiful.
Oh, I love Mobile. I do like there's a restaurant out on the island there. You take the bridge out there. You know, Felix's Fish Camp.
Yeah, that's, well, that's, isn't that Dolphin Island out there? That's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to get them to go. Because that's where we used to go when I was a kid.
Every time I've been, I would go to Felix's Fish Camp out there. You drive past the aircraft carrier on the beach, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do.
But also stay at a haunted hotel there, the
Madagascar?
No. Malaga Inn.
Oh, we talked about this.
Yeah.
The Malagio Inn?
Malaga Inn.
Felix's Fish Camp is at Spanish Fort, Alabama.
Yeah, so Spanish Fort. Yeah, you take a, you come out the tunnel and then go by the shipyard, take a right at the old.
You really know this place, don't you?
Yeah, I know way around Mobile a little bit. I mean, it's kind of a neat little town.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was young and I lived there, but I do remember, like, we would go to like Daphne and like that area, which is a little bit south. But I like beaches. I don't necessarily need to be on them. I hate sand. Hate. But just the field being there.
If I'm okay, going to go to the beach, I prefer an all-inclusive in Jamaica or somewhere. You know,
you need to go to Cabo. So,
I don't know. Cabo's in Mexico, man. I don't want to get kidnapped by a car.
No, I'm just saying in general. You? I'm just saying they'll return you. I'm just saying in general.
They'll send you back.
I don't want to get caught in a crossfire between cartels. How about that?
Have we ever seen crossfire there?
No, I was terrified the first time I went. I'm not going to lie, but no, I have not.
Oh, my God. Okay, so.
I would like to travel to Montana.
One state in the Union that you would not live in if you had a choice.
California.
Once again, nothing being considered other than, like, what, landscape? Are you talking about everything in consideration?
Everything? Oh, consideration. California. Easy choice.
Yeah,
California is
California too, probably.
The People's Communist Republic of California.
What would be your second?
That I would never live?
Yeah, you're just like, I don't want to live there.
Oh, man.
We've mentioned Mississippi, but.
There's.
Mm-mm. I don't know. New York's pretty bad, too. Now I like going to New York. Wait. I like going there. I just couldn't.
But we have to consider that there are other parts other than New York.
California, but
I want to go to Buffalo. We were listening to a podcast last night. They're talking about how cool Buffalo is. I would love to go there.
Except in February, it's not so cool. But cool. But outside, here's the thing about California: the people that live inland. Are being held hostage by the idiots in Los Angeles, San Francisco.
That's why they're all moving.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We have the political refugees that are coming here to Texas.
Right. But inside, inland, there's a lot of people like us who are just trapped by all the idiot voters in those two big cities.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Louisiana. That's fine.
Really?
Yeah, I would not live in Louisiana.
I like certain part down the French Quarter. I could deal with that.
No, you know where I wouldn't live?
Hot, sweltering.
It is hot as hell, though. Yeah, that's true.
But they got some great food.
They have great food.
You know where I wouldn't
live? I could live in Texas and go over there and eat.
Listen.
True.
Iowa.
Oh.
There ain't nothing in Iowa.
Yeah.
It's flat as hell.
Can't throw Kansas in on top of that,
it's
too.
It's cold.
You're hot.
It's cold and snowy.
Yeah.
You probably any of that flat corn land there.
You know that my parents lived in Kansas, and you're right. There's some really kind of cool towns in there because you have a lot of
The college
towns. Yeah, yes, because my sister lived in Topeka, but you have to admit though, it's close enough to Oklahoma and close enough to some other Colorado, not bad.
Oklahoma's
Iowa,
another one I really outside of that little area around the Wichita Forest there.
Yeah,
it's in the southeastern part of the state. Out the rest of it. No.
See, and that's what I'm saying. You have to consider the whole state, you know. Is there a state you wouldn't live in? And
California, it's politics.
Yeah.
I used to think I could live there because 5 years ago even, LA
was bad.
LA was a very cool city, you know. Mm-hmm. Now it's just completely it's gone to hell.
See, I've never been to like Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan. I've never been to any of those. Well,
Illinois,
Indiana.
When you enter,
a lot of corn.
When you enter Illinois in Mount Vernon, and you're driving north to Madison, Wisconsin, so you're going straight up through the middle of the state. It's like a giant cornfield with like a subway that pops out at a gas station every now and then, and the rest of it is all corn.
Hmm.
Springfield, even all corn, just corn, or at least when I drove up there, corn, more corn. Oh, Subway. Do you need a sub sandwich? Because there's a Subway.
Awful sub sandwich.
More corn.
So let's pick the worst sub the worst sub that you can eat.
Subway.
For chain, I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Everything, other little pre-measured stuff.
We won't get sponsored by them for sure.
No, well, Jersey look Mike's. What happened to the last person.
Jersey Mike's is good.
The last person they sponsored.
Is my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Look what happened to the last person they sponsored.
Listen, they should have done some better background checking on that shit.
Freaking Jared.
Hey, dude, we need to see your...
Who is a monster. I mean, a monster.
They should have done some background checking on him, dude.
We need to look at your Google search history before we
let putting our name on this shit.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
I don't know if he was into that before. He got hooked up with that other guy who was running the Jared Foundation, and they were both feeding off each other's sick fantasies.
You think it came from all of the Subway food?
I think it came from
the processed
from
meats.
I think it came from the sudden influence of money.
That's what I'm saying. I know that. Yeah. Definitely don't. I wouldn't. I passed one the other day on the loop. Eat Subway.
Be a whatchamadoodle? No. Like Jared? No. I wouldn't do that. I couldn't.
I wasn't even talking about that at all.
Well, you just looked at me and you said, don't do it. Don't even think about it.
No, I was thinking about Subway.
Oh, okay.
I passed a Subway on the loop the other day and I'm like, how is this place even open?
I mean, you gotta, they just don't put that much meat in the sandwiches and it's
they're
just kind of.
Okay, I gotta be honest. When I was in Delaware, I had to get
a Philly cheesesteak.
Right. Okay.
A Philly cheesesteak in Delaware.
They're the same thing. They're right there together. I mean, so
I bet some Philadelphians would disagree.
I'm sure they would, but there are other people who say Delaware's got the best. So anyway, while I was there, you know, I had to have this Philly cheesesteak. So I happened to be in Delaware at the time. So I said, oh, you know what? I'm going to get a Philly cheesesteak here. It was delicious. I'm not going to lie. But a 99, which isn't even on their posted menu
at Jersey Mike's.
At Jersey Mike's.
What's that? Is that the Big Kahuna or the?
That's the
Big Kahuna. Yes,
it's a Big Kahuna, but they add like jalapenos,
jalapenos, mushrooms, and the chipotle mayo.
See, I don't do like when I get mine. I get the standard cheesecake.
Cheesecake?
Or, not cheesecake.
Cheesesteak.
Beef. My God.
Cheesesteak
from Jersey Mike's. Extra, I leave out the veggies, no onions or peppers, extra meat, double the meat, right? And then when I get it home, I put my Kewpie Japanese mayonnaise on there, and they have this Scotch bonnet and ginger hot sauce that for some reason just works perfectly with beef, and I just douse it in that hot sauce and that mayonnaise and squish it all together. It's amazing.
So I just want to say, shout out to Jersey Mike.
Yeah.
Applaud for them because that 99 is better
than your Delaware Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah.
With marinara on it.
Didn't have marinara on it, did it?
You said it did?
I don't think so.
You said it had marinara on it and it made it really weird. You weren't expecting it.
Yeah.
That is weird.
That it wasn't something you were expecting.
Did you get it with provolone or whiz?
Oh, provolone.
I must say, he's not a whiz person.
I'm not a whiz person. I think whiz is disgusting.
He doesn't do any American cheese either.
Mm-mm, that's extra disgusting.
Oh, you just can't appreciate a good deal of cheese.
American on a cheeseburger, though, is kind of...
A staple?
You think that American on a cheeseburger is better than cheddar on a cheeseburger?
Yes.
I don't know. It depends on...
Mm-mm, no way.
Whataburger?
What about jalapeno jack? Monterey Jack.
I usually, like, if I get one from Chili's, I get a cheese, just bacon burger, as it's called.
You talking about Pepper Jack, or are you talking about Monterey Jack? It's two different things.
I always get cheddar, bacon, mm-hmm. of course, because it's the just bacon burger, pickles, garlic dill pickles, and red onions. I don't want the salad. I don't want the lettuce and tomato. I just want the acidity, the onions, and the fattiness from the cheese. Chili's. Chili's is a solid cheeseburger.
They do. We've eaten their cheeseburgers mm-hmm. many times.
It's decent.
I will say, though, on a Jersey Mike's cheesesteak, I'm an American cheese eater. I don't like American cheese on the cheesesteak at Jersey Mike's. You got to change it up and get provolone.
I get provolone.
Yeah, everything I do there, I either get provolone or I get Swiss.
In fact, most of the time, my sandwich at lunch, I probably eat more provolone than any other cheese. And sharp provolone, when you can find it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never even heard of that.
Oh.
Never even seen that.
Oh.
But they have it at Sprouts.
So what about extra sharp cheddar?
Listen,
I love the sharper the cheddar better. I like.
I've gotten into sharp cheddar because you and Adeline like sharp cheddar. I didn't get raised on that because my mother is super finicky about cheese.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't even like mild cheddar. That's for children. And not even
child's play.
I mean, literally, that's for like babies. Can't
taste it.
Yeah,
I like so funky, stanky cheeses.
Yeah. But you like funkier, American too.
That's a cheeseburger thing. That's a
or a grilled cheese thing. I don't mind having
make your grilled cheese with Gruyere and come back.
Yeah, no. I know. I've had the like adult grilled cheese. You know that has like the four cheeses and stuff. I like those, but I also really do just love a good craft American.
The only thing lots about butter. I like that, but I like the American cheese that you can get from the deli at Brookshire's rather than the Kraft stuff with the plastic.
I love the plastic.
That's a little weird to me, but
gotta get Kraft as well. Also, griddled sourdough bread. Get it? So good. Love bread.
That's one thing I would like to try. I would like
about making me hungry.
I would. You can stop at Whataburger on the way home.
Yeah, but you know what I do? I just get a large order of fries.
Satisfied. Oh, yeah.
When you leave here,
I pour spicy ketchup all over them and then salt shit out of them. And
on the way to Paris, we had that was our snacky snack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So I got a new motorcycle. Well, not new. New to me.
Mm.
New to me used.
A Goldwing.
Grandpa bike.
Woman. You're the one.
Are y'all gonna
that
get?
Me initially. No, wait.
We're gonna get comms.
You gonna get comms?
We're gonna get comms.
Initially,
helmets.
She's like, so we've been together a long time.
You don't even know. Look at you. 13 you don't even
years.
Know.
I'm not even counting that first year.
That was the best. We even talked about that.
It's never so been anyway, the same.
So she's telling me
it's downhill ever
don't
since.
Don't ever ask a guy how long they've been together. So she told me that you don't want that bike. That's a grandpa bike because I was always buying the hot rods. And the
I mean, that's when you got the matching jackets and the helmets with the little microphones. Yeah.
Okay. So
I look bad.
But she's telling me she going. You don't want that. That's a grandpa bike.
I haven't said that in a long time because you've really been looking at them
seriously. I've always wanted a Goldwing. We stopped at the place near us. I'm not even going to plug them. But they had one on the showroom floor. And Alyssa climbed up on it, put her big ass in that seat. And she's like,
sure did.
She's like, oh my God.
It's so nice.
Oh my God. This is like a lazy boy on two wheels.
What you need is a Road King with some big old ape hangers.
Negative Ghost Rider.
No. That's not even
first of all. Yeah, no. I'm not even going to do that. No. I'm just
it's
not an
ape. So robotic.
I'm not an ape hanger guy. Mini apes.
We've had
the 12 inch apes.
No. 10 inch mini apes. Because 12 inches puts
shit
above your shoulder.
Oh, that would hurt, yeah, after a while.
And those are good for going from topless joint to topless joint.
I like watching the guys ride one that have these.
Gentlemen clubs.
And see how they take corners.
Yeah, I know, it's stupid. It's ridiculous.
Oh, no, they can't. It's
so
awful.
To me, in my humble opinion, I think that having your arms up like this is ridiculous. 10-inch mini apes that are like below the shoulder.
Yeah, I would think I would want them like right about...
You that's want what it, his Roadrunner has.
You want it right about here, about just below shoulder level.
Well, it looks uncomfortable. You see the cafe racers, you know?
Where they're down low?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It seems like that would put your back in a...
It really doesn't.
I will say, though, that Goldwing, it's like a lazy boy in the back. For
it is, isn't it?
Big, I'd rather have
big
the big old...
seated women.
The big old Polaris side-by-side with the mud tires and the automatic transmission and the steering
big
wheel.
Seated women.
Big seated women, as you so graciously called
it. It does look comfortable. It looks that... Even the back
get your ass
looks,
up on there, John. It's nice. Really
I'm not riding on that death trap.
But you want a Polaris.
The big one that's like a truck.
It only has a half door.
Yeah, but what do you... You're not... I mean...
Because you have a
roof?
You're
going to be driving it through mud and stuff, and you're protected. It has air conditioning.
It's open, too, which is so funny to me.
See, I think John, if he ever got on a motorcycle, it would open up his mind. It'd be like taking like mushrooms or something.
I did find that cool, what I was telling you about. I did like that Ural with the sidecar. That was cool. And the sidecar is perfect, sitting there to mount an MG42 on. It was like perfect.
MG, is that like a stereo?
That's a machine gun.
I'm assuming you knew that.
I knew that. No, I was razzing him. But, you know, you wouldn't even have to worry about balance then. Except that here's the weird thing that you don't think about when you start getting into the trikes and stuff like that. And that is essentially a trike.
Well, you can flip a sidecar one pretty easy, I think. You got to be careful on turns with sidecar.
Well, the thing is that trikes, which that's what that is. It's a trike. And the thing about a trike is with a motorcycle, if I want to lean and turn to the right, then I'm going to push to the left. I'm going to turn the wheel just a little to the left so that I can go to right. If I want to go to the left, then I'm going to turn a little bit to the right and I'm going to go left. It's called countersteer. You have to use that when you're riding a motorcycle.
That's not how a bicycle works.
Yeah, it is.
Is it? I don't know, because I can ride a bicycle and I don't even think about it.
You don't, but
it's just intuitive.
Yeah, it is. But when you're on a trike, you have to turn the opposite. If I want to go left, I turn left.
What about the trikes that are front, two in the front? Like a
Can-Am?
Can-Am, Spider.
That's going to be the same.
Or T-Rex or something.
It's going to be the same.
But T-Rex have steering wheels like cars.
Man, those things are... Yeah, T-Rex do. But the...
Is that like a slingshot?
It is, but no. Yes, it is.
Let's say actually. It is. That's what they had today.
Yeah. That T-Rex is a bad son of a gun. It's crazy bad. Fast, and it's got...
Scary as hell, I'd imagine. As close that thing is to the ground, as fast as it is.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
No ceiling, no roof to it. I'm assuming, are they easily flippable?
I don't think. They got a pretty wide wheelbase.
It's actually, the front end on it is actually... it's a Porsche. It's designed after a Porsche front end.
And then there's the Morgan. I forget what the thing is called, but it's made in England. They're still made out of wood to this day.
Are they still making them?
Yeah, and it's got a Harley V-twin mounted up front.
Oh, but it's not mounted like this. It's turned.
Yeah, so and it's got two wheels in the front and a wheel at the back. And you drive with steering wheel and it's got a... Regular old gear shift and stuff, little bitty.
The weirdest, coolest thing I've seen is like a smart car that had a Hayabusa engine. Dude, it is insane.
Those things are too short. Those smart 4.2.
Yeah, but man, when you're talking about when you got two, can you imagine a 200 horsepower? You know. Smart car, because that's what it is. I mean, with a
Hayabusa. I mean, I've driven a Mini Cooper Turbo, an S,
mm-hmm.
tiny little car with a supercharger. And
I've always thought those would be fun to drive. Are they fun?
Yeah, kind of. I didn't like. I mean, the one that Mara had was a convertible and all that, and I don't care for convertibles. I drove a certain person who used to be married to a person that we used to work with that is no longer with us.
Convoluted at all.
You know who he's talking about. I didn't.
Say it again slowly.
It's another name for a river or a creek. A babbling.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, okay. Got you.
Right. So she had a...
I feel like I'm playing Password or something.
She had a... See, a Clubman S Turbo with a manual with a 6-speed.
Uh-huh. I would love that.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
Was it?
I drove it back from lunch one day, and that thing would haul ass.
That's off.
Oh, no.
Oh. I guess we ran out of room. What does it say, John?
I don't know. That's
the
like...
camera. Actually, I was
planning... You have glasses?
I was planning this for...
I can't see that. Hey, here. I know what to do.
So, I was planning this for... strictly podcast, not video.
Oh, okay.
No space on memory card.
Love that. I love that he used, look at him, using what is
using
around
technology.
Him.
Yeah, to use the phone.
Okay, so what are we going to call this? This is going to be, so this is new to us, this kind of open format after the we record the regular podcast. So what's it going to be?
What do you want it to be?
Are we still recording? I guess we are.
Says it we are.
Oh my goodness.
So are we going to call this Afterthoughts or what? So let's go ahead and do what?
We can't say Aftershocks because Zach already took that there's Ghost Adventures Aftershocks.
Okay, so we won't call it that. We'll call it something. We'll figure it out, and I'll put it on the podcast when we put it up. But this will be a bonus episode that will go in tandem with the podcast. So if you missed the podcast, go back and listen to the podcast. But all the places that you can catch us, and you can catch us at 3B Paranormal Spirits on YouTube and see how goofy we look.
Spurts.
And this won't be on YouTube. This part won't. But this isn't going to YouTube. This is going strictly to podcast. That's why.
Okay.
John's looking at me all funny.
Why would it be on the
YouTubes?
Well, I think that we talked about that beforehand. Why maybe
Patreon.
Yeah. So this will be probably, I don't know yet, but maybe just for our Patreon customers.
And part of it will be partners. One camera only.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. It won't be on video. This will just be the podcast.
Oh.
Okay.
It's a lot less work for me.
Oh, well, you don't have to edit anything, though, if it's going on.
I still have to edit some of this out. I mean.
For the two people in Mississippi that might get offended?
No, not that. But, I mean, so trust me, they'll be editing.
So I have to tell you about...
Hold on. We're doing...
We still haven't figured out a good name.
We hadn't figured out a good name, but we'll figure that out and we'll stick it on the front of it. So if you're going to go check us out on YouTube, we are 3B Paranormal Spirits. I said spirits.
I know. I just like saying spurts now.
Oh, okay.
Spurts.
So, how about I call it that? 3B Paranormal Spurts.
Spurts.
And I can sound like Alyssa. It's 3B Paranormal Spirits on YouTube. If you check us out on Instagram, TikTok, or X, you can find us at paranormal_DASH_spirits. If you go to our webpage, that's paranormal-spirits.com. And you can check us out there. And that's a landing page. You can get to anywhere that we are. It's got our Facebook page, Booze with Benefits. That's our group, I guess. I should call it that. And that's BOOS with Benefits. And then we've also got if you go to our website, you can check us out at Boozy's Boutique, that's our swag store. That's where we sell all of our T-shirts and dad caps and all that kind of good stuff. So, we'll figure out a name. We'll stick it on here.
Okay.
Cool. Anything else? Did we forget anything?
I don't think so.
Shout out to Jersey Mike's.
Shout out.
Best sandwich.
Yeah. I was going to plug a film. You know how I like to watch extremely jacked up horror movies, right?
Extremely jacked up porn movies?
Horror.
Horror.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's horror another movies. Gripe I got right now with the state of Texas. I heard. And if you try to go to RedTube, Prawn Hub, UPrawn.
This isn't going on YouTube.
Okay, Pornhub, YouTube, UPorn, RedTube, whatever, etc. Oh,
I don't know. I don't.
All the normal sites, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are encountered with this bullshit age verification thing for the state of Texas, requiring you to freaking log in and enter, and you have to put in your damn driver's license.
If your VPN is going to Finland first,
no. But if it shows that you're in Texas, what the hell? It's none of the state of Texas' business what I look at.
Well, you shouldn't be looking at that.
Says the state of Texas.
And
you don't think people under 18 know how to use a VPN? It's a dumb law.
Yes, I agree.
Extremely.
You know what that
law.
Is? That is one of those grandstanding laws that we've passed.
Yeah, just like the abortion stuff. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's kind of like those things where you see where they're talking in Congress and they're up there and they're giving this blazing speech and you notice there's nobody sitting behind them because they get that time to sit up there and you know.
You know, every now and
spill
then.
Spill their bile.
I'm a very proud Texan. I love
absolutely
most of the stuff that we do. I really like the way that the governor has stood up to the federal government on the border.
I agree.
I think they need to put more razor wire down there. But
I agree.
But this is an intolerable intrusion into my freaking privacy.
Agreed.
I think that's a hill you should die on. I think you should go to the Capitol.
I should go to Austin and say, free the porn.
Yeah.
Free the porn.
I think you should walk around there with a sign that says, signs suck. God so, hates signs.
I'll get right there. what I look at is none of your business.
No, it's not. I mean, if I happen to like midgets dressed up as nuns, that's my business.
Who up in Austin sitting there looking and say, I mean, I don't want the site to do what it's the whole point of a free porn site is that you don't have to log in and put your information in there.
That's the beauty of the glory hole. You don't know
who's on the other side. And I don't want Governor Abbott knowing that I might be looking at glory hole videos. That's not Governor Abbott's business.
Speaking of movie quotes, I finally got to the episode of The Sopranos. She was abusive to the staff.
She was abusive to the staff.
I finally got there.
All right, we're out of here. We've gotten to that point. Y'all have a good night. Come check us out. Make sure you like and subscribe. And if you're listening to this in a podcast, which you will be because we're not going to put it, this isn't going to video. Make sure that you write us a review.
There is a video record on that camera.
That doesn't mean that I'm going to post that video.
Duh.
It just means there's a video camera running. I'm just keeping a record of all of the slights that Alyssa makes towards me. Anyway,
I didn't say anything about that.
Y'all have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.